Do you ever read headlines about your city that involve a crime? What is your response when you read it? Have you considered praying about what you've just read? In Jeremiah 29:7, the Lord told the people to work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord for its welfare will determine your welfare. They'd been given a choice to either stay and get killed or surrender to the new ruler and be saved. While they were there, they were asked to pray for the city in which they were captured. There might be days when you feel your city, county, or state feel like they're in chaos, but we can stop and pray for its peace and prosperity to produce good outcomes that affect our welfare. Father God, we lift up our city that we live in. We lift up our county. We know there are headlines all the time about things going on in our city. Just read about a person that they captured in Fontana who is from Rancho Cucamonga, who has actually committed a felony towards minors. Very disturbing, and they're looking for others that he committed it towards. So Father, we lift up news like that, and we pray more and more are caught, but we pray that they're caught before they commit the crimes. We thank you that even when you spoke in Jonah, that let everyone turn from their evil ways and from the violence that's in their hands. So we pray for elevated levels of consecration to be upon those who have authority and influence, that the spirit of repentance would begin to hit our city and our county as we begin to cry mightily to you, Father God, that every man and woman would turn from the evil and end violence in their hands. This would include any offense towards anyone and even complacency. We pray, God, that just as you said in Ezekiel 45, enough, remove violence and plundering, execute justice and righteousness, and stop dispossessing my people. You shall have honest scales. We loose the principalities of rebellion, violence, unforgiveness, offense over our city that incite destruction and violence, causing communities to be spoiled. We loose from the hold, the stronghold, and the spirits of judgment and justice to operate in their place. So we bind the principalities of rebellion, violence, unforgiveness, etc. And we loose, God, righteousness, justice, and favor upon the city government and leaders for all cultural spheres, strength for the righteous. In Psalm 72, you say to spare, not to spare the poor and needy, to save the souls of the needy, and that you would redeem their life from oppression and violence, and precious is their blood in your sight. So we pray, God, for your power to prevail on behalf of those that are poor and needy in our city and county, for the redemptive power of you, O Lord, to be released over, and now name your city. And I'm going to put over San Bernardino County, to deliver it from the grip of deceit and violence. In Ezekiel 7, you said to make a chain, for the land is filled with crimes of blood and the city is full of violence. So God, we pray for you to break every chain of violence and murder that's in our city, that's been loosed into our city to operate. And we bind them from activating and working, that they have created a ground for bloody crimes. And God, we bind all spirits connected to murder and bloodthirsty spirits, and we loose righteousness, reconciliation, and peace upon the city. We pray against all avengers of blood hidden in the communities of our cities, that they would be, that light would shine on them, and they would be caught and incarcerated and convicted and come to know Jesus and saved and delivered. In Jesus' mighty name.